mahjong.com's weekly podcast.
I'm dancing.
She is totally breaking it down over there. She's crazy. And she hasn't had anything to drink at all.
I have Red Bull.
Red Bull. That's why she's all full of energy.
Yep, I've got wings.
In case you didn't understand that, that's Japanese for energy. Energy.
I've got wings.
Wings? I'm not really sure what that means.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Actually, all right, now I do remember that, and I still don't really know what it means, because what is Red Bull? It's a bowl with wings?
No, when you drink Red Bull, you get wings.
Huh. I've certainly never seen a Red Bull advertisement. And I don't know if I've ever seen an advert in my entire life.
Oh, you mean a commercial? Sorry. I have to interpret
constantly. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Yay, I turned on my mic. Yay,
Gemma is on.
Hey, I turned off my mic when you lot failed in the last show.
I know. Yeah,
so I'm just not good at turning them on. I'm great at turning them off.
Miserable we are. Let's see, did anybody get to play any Mahjong this week? Oh, we got to play a little Mahjong today, actually.
Yeah, we played just today.
A couple friends from Europe are in town, Martin and his wife.
From Mahjong News.
Yeah.
From
Mahjong News, yes.
Which we also have a feed from, or feed of, from something.
To.
Some.
Around.
An RSS feed on the website.
Yes. We have a Mahjong News feed, insert preposition here.
I'm our confused. Website. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Preposition goes there.
Yeah, they just need to put your own preposition in whatever one you think is correct.
Yes, perfect. Prepositions. and then we're going to end the clause with the preposition just like that. That's trouble. yes.
Just
so
like that?
Friends so clever, from guys. Amsterdam.
Clever.
Yeah, they're not from Amsterdam.
They're from
somewhere
Holland.
In the Netherlands. They used to live near Nijmegen, but I forget where they. Burka something.
We don't need to give out their address.
Yeah, we won't have to give that much detail. But for people who might be interested, there will be a Reach Mahjong World Championship Tournament.
Oh, Reach Mahjong.
It's not reachmahjong.com.
Yeah. I get the World Reachy Mahjong Championship.
All right, so
get it. WRMC, right? Okay.
The problem is that I didn't put enough space.
I'm never going to remember that name.
In between Reach and Mahjong, by saying Reach Mahjong, it sounded like it was reachmahjong.com.
But it's still in the works. It still has a lot.
No, I think it was the order of the words. I don't remember what either of you said. Actually, I'm really not interested.
Anyway,
I'm going to go though to the.
I'm not interested, but I'm going.
Yeah. Mahjong.
World.
Well, just saying, you know, if you happen to be in a country with maybe not that many people who would be trying to try for representation, boy, you could be like the only person from your country representing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we've got a long way to go. We don't know how it's all going to be organized. How the
spots will be divided.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's very, very much.
Hey, I'm 34th in Champions League right now. Oh my 34th. God! I'm right below Shinya Mita.
No, he's not.
He's 33rd.
So did he qualify through in 10 steps tournament?
Too? No.
Random steps tournament?
No, he didn't.
What's a good name for that in English? Because so I've been calling it, you know, in Japanese it's called Judansen. But
can't
I call
just
call
it Tendansen.
Well, I call it
because Dan is in English now, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, but it's not. But the thing is, my point is.
Oh, there's
that
a picture
a real,
of me on the report.
It's not a real Dansen. There was a picture of me too, by the way.
Jen's looking cute.
I look way cuter than you.
So instead of calling it Judansen, I call it Nanchatte Dansen.
Nanchatte.
Nanchatte Dansen, right? Because it's not really 10 steps.
And what does Nanchatte mean for the non-Japanese speakers?
Nanchatte means kind of. Not for real.
Yeah, like, fake. They often say it after jokes, don't they? Like, I don't mean it. Nanchatte.
Yeah. It just means that, you know, whatever you said is not really true. Yeah. It's not for reals. It's for fakes.
So there's not really 10 steps.
Well, the thing is, I am now fourth rung.
Oh, actually, it says that he did win. I don't know, though. Not sure.
He won from the fourth step, or he won from...
Oh, maybe it was the first fourth step. Oh, yeah, he didn't win from the second fourth step. Yeah. So as far as there are still four people in from Shodan, the first level, there's still only two people in from Nidan, which is the second level.
Yes, I thought that was interesting.
One, two, three, four, five. There's six left from Sandan, which is what I am. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine from Yondan, which Garth is. And lots from the Yondan Super, which is the people better than Garth. Hey, Kenta Iwai is still in the league. I never see him.
That is one quiet dude. For how loudly he sort of entered the league when...
Yeah, he was in Fight Club and everything, wasn't he?
He was. I thought he was in Fight Club too, but he's not in Fight Club now, for sure.
No, not anymore. Yeah. Anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, like 16, 8, I don't know, 18 or so from the four Don Super.
The whole format of the tournament I find rather annoying.
Yes,
unless
I
win it, and then I'll be like,
I think we've talked about that a lot before, though.
This is really a great way to run a tournament, and then I'll say we should change it. So that I start in the finals every single tournament. So, let's see. We got to play with Martin today at the dojo. It was a good experience, I think. Although, I do have to say, boy, if we want to really get this tournament moving like we...
Go for it.
Furrowed eyebrows. Got to get people playing fast.
I think, like, we discussed this in the meeting with the JPML that we're going to... I mean, I'm going to have to make it my priority now is to try and disseminate information on not just the speed... Uh-huh. Also, good table manners, I think. It's not that European players are rude, it's just they're doing things differently, you know? Like, for example, the best example I've got at the moment is that when people pawn, they take the tile first from the person's hand, and then they discard. And this really, like, really screws with my head, because I'm already reaching. As soon as they pick up the other tile, I think they've discarded, you know? Right. 'Cause
and that is a super...
One thing I want to keep, though, I want people to still be happy when they win big hands.
Oh, yeah.
I
sure.
like it when people are like, yes, that was awesome. I'm glad
I think we can still have the emotions. I think that we're going to... I mean, the Japanese are going to have to accept that the Europeans...
You know,
Europeans are quite emotional, and then there's no
they
harm.
They can learn something from that.
Yeah, maybe they could find their own emotions.
Well, I mean, hopefully...
that would be really cool if they could follow suit. Yeah.
Hopefully, if this tournament comes off, though, both sides can learn from each other. It's not going to be a one-way street,
for sure. There are plenty that the Japanese players can learn from the European players, having a nice big beer in between each game.
Do you know how many times I played Mahjong drunk at tournaments?
That seems to work pretty well for you, actually.
Yeah, the more drunk I am, the better I play, huh?
Well, there you go. Some of the things the Japanese take for granted as totally obvious, well, this is the way anybody with any manners would play. Like, you know, not showing any emotion or not talking at the table. Because talking, any conversation at the table is strictly prohibited, too.
Oh, that's the same now in Europe as well. You're not allowed to talk whilst the games are running.
Okay, all right, well...
During tournaments, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, because it can be really distracting. If someone's having a little joke over there, I'm more like, I want to get involved too.
I don't know. What is your argument for why that makes sense in tournaments?
If you're trying to concentrate, it's really difficult if someone's like having a laugh somewhere
else. It's like if it's a serious tournament. I mean, I think for maybe our Reach Mahjong.com tournaments, it's... I mean, sometimes we had really big prizes, but just the little like fun tournaments, I think it's okay.
Yeah, there's a place for it, isn't there?
But all right, so if we are going to compare to another game that is sort of like ours, poker tournaments, I mean, certainly conversation is not...
Yeah, but poker, you're really playing against the person. You're not really playing the tiles.
No, I don't... Actually, I disagree. I don't think that's the difference. I think the difference is there's a lot of times when you're not in the hand in poker. And you're always in the hand in mahjong, even when you're folding.
So what about, say, between hands?
Oh, that's fine. I think that's fine.
Okay, so then that would be not...
It's a small amount of conversation. I mean, in Europe, if you had a small quiet conversation, but when it starts getting rowdy and disturbing people, then
I don't think there's any danger of it.
Europeans get rowdy.
Especially
as we're all mostly pissed, yeah.
She means drunk,
I mean
angry.
Drunk, sorry.
Thought that she meant angry.
We are trolleyed. Do you say trolleyed?
No.
No, we don't even have... Okay, a trolley is something in San Francisco.
Trolleys, yeah,
It's like runs on tracks on the road. Okay. That's the only
British
trolley.
People have a lot of words for being drunk. So if you don't and understand you the word I say, it means being drunk.
Too. It generally has.
Oh, well, you use all yours, and we've got all our own.
Also, you use the word trolley way too much.
We use the word. Who?
They'd use it.
Trolleyed.
They use it for a lot of things.
No, just to trolley. Yeah, what? Like shopping trolley.
Oh, yeah, we
it's
have
not
shopping,
a shopping
trolleys.
Cart. It's a shopping trolley and a baby trolley.
We have baby trolley.
Yeah, because the person at some airport said baby trolley to me.
Ah, you mean the ones you borrow from the airport? That's probably a baby trolley.
That is a baby trolley.
I thought you meant like a pram or something.
Yeah, we don't have that word.
Either. Oh, you don't have that word. Would you
yeah, we
it?
Don't have the word pram either. It's a stroller.
Anyway, back to Mahjong. Yeah. This is the sort of conversation which disturbs people at other tables.
Yeah. Perfect example of the conversation not to have while playing Mahjong.
But yeah, I think, like, I mean, both sides, we need to sort of educate them on how the others are playing and what to expect. I mean, if people walk in expecting certain things, I don't think they'll find it quite as horrifying or panic. You know, they might still find it stressful. They may still find it difficult, but... Yeah, it'll...
Hey, I'm only 25th place in B League. Oh,
sorry, we weren't talking about Jen for a second then.
I'm talking about Mahjong then.
And how great Jen is at Mahjong.
Yeah. After the last broadcast where we couldn't say anything about Mahjong, she's just been waiting to get it out.
I thought you guys were talking about prams still, so I was trying to get back on track.
We were already on track. We're now derailed.
Well, as in, the way trolleys get derailed.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, that's what happens when you get drunk. Your trolley derails.
Okay, but shopping trolleys don't have a track, so they shouldn't be trolleys. Okay, so...
Oh.
She always has to have the last one.
Yeah, but Garth agrees with me, so he doesn't mind this time. And I was in Macau over the weekend, so I didn't play in the Women's League tournament.
Oh.
The first session.
Mean you're out for...
Oh, such a cute...
No. I got a 50-point penalty, which puts me in 25th place out of 29. I'm not even in last place. So I'm in a good position to actually not move down.
There are three leagues in Women's League.
Yeah, A, B, and C.
Wow. And out of 29 people, how many people move down?
It says it's not decided yet. So it's possible no one moves down, I guess. But that wouldn't be very fun. Well, it would be fun if I were last place. But actually, Michi Yuki, who won the first Women's League ever, actually won the whole thing, and we interviewed her about it on ReachMahjong.com. She is in 28th place in the B League, so she's not even in the A League anymore.
Wow. Yeah, I'd see from her posts in our little online thing every once in a while. She seems to be having some difficulty with Mahjong lately.
Yeah, we both moved down from A League last
season. At the same
time. Yeah.
But your problem with moving down was mostly related to the fact that you had to miss for work.
I missed for work one time, and then I was like... an hour late one, or half an hour late one time.
Half an hour late.
And you get penalties,
happen?
Or they get chombo, or just penalties?
Penalties.
Yeah.
And then I showed up, and Satokumo was like, you know, next time you really got to bring the note from the train that the train was late, otherwise you're going to get a penalty. And I was just like, I could have been like, oh, okay, sorry. But instead I was like, I didn't ride the train. He's like, oh, you're just late? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay.
You could have gotten away with that.
Yeah, I know, but...
So, the penalty is the same as the chombo?
Well, all right, chombo is minus 20.
Minus 20,
And the penalty seems to be kind of handed out in such a way as it depends on how many times you've screwed up in the past, I think. So, like, the first couple times I was late by only a few minutes, like, I got, like, 5-minute penalties. And then I was really late once, and I got, like, a 50-point penalty... And did I say 5-minute penalty? 5-point penalty.
5-point, okay.
And then I got a 50-point penalty. And then the next couple times that I was only a little bit late, I got like a 20-point penalty.
Just right off the bat. Yeah. And they kind of changed the system, mostly probably for Garth.
Well, I'd say, to be fair, if you're habitually late, you really have no excuse.
I have an excuse.
What is that excuse?
I'm habitually late.
Well, can't you just, like, set
your... No, obviously I cannot.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, Garth, you already missed 3 North Kanto leagues. You can't miss another one, right?
I cannot miss another
one. Okay, and I missed 2,
well,
so I can miss
sick
one
or
more.
Something, you know, like...
Well, for what? You mean for league or for North Kanto league?
I mean, any of the leagues.
Usually
like
you get a penalty. North Kanto, usually you can make it up, but other leagues, you definitely get a penalty.
It depends. If you have a bona fide note from, you know, some doctor saying you really, really could not get there, then you may escape the penalty.
Hmm.
I'm not sure you can, actually.
Swedish, yeah.
Even with the doctors.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. I thought there were certainly exceptions.
Now, I heard at least one time about somebody who was hospitalized, and they just said that, he was unlucky.
Wow.
That is cruel.
That's why I hate League.
It is really unlucky to be hospitalized.
And just have to be...
Being hospitalized is pretty unlucky, pretty much all the time.
Yeah. Let's avoid that, everyone.
It's a good way to win at Mahjong is by not being hospitalized.
It's the first step, for sure.
Definitely. Everybody, aren't you glad you listened to our podcast?
we hand out these really high-level strategy tips. Like, don't get hospitalized.
One thing. So, like, just to start with, the point that you made about when people chi or pon, the standard practice here, and, you know, if I were to do what...
Oh, is that how far off I got you guys off track?
No, I'm just
yeah, saying, we're coming back.
To pick an example of something that people could work on to... Har, har, har. Wow.
There's a dog in the room, people, and he's making a funny noise. Are you
That's
sure
a girl. A... That's a girl dog.
She's allergies or something.
She's a princess girl.
Have you swallowed something you shouldn't have done?
Kind of sounds like it.
She might have gotten some grass stuck in the back of her throat. She does that sometimes.
Okay, we're being derailed again. You talk. Yeah. I'll look at Luna. Okay. Look, Luna, open your mouth.
So the point Gemma was making about when people cheer your poem and... and when you go to take the tile that you cheat or pawn from somebody else, you don't do that until after you have discarded.
Mm.
So the order of things that you do. Somebody discards and you say, pawn!
Yes.
You then take the tiles out of your hand that you want to pawn.
Yes.
You put them off to the side. You discard whatever you want to discard. And then you take the tile that you're going to pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing works for chi. So the person to your left discards something that you want. You say chi. You take the tiles out first. Put them off to the side. Then you discard. And then finally you take the tile that you just want.
It speeds up the round as well.
It really does help move things along. Because so the taking the tile from the person that you're taking it from is something that doesn't affect anybody else's play anymore.
Hmm.
So you can do that last.
You can do that at your leisure, can't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a habit now.
You can do that at your leisure.
You can't just leave it. It's hard to just leave misspeakings like that. You gotta fix them.
From Britain, come here and save me, please.
Yes. So the things that matter. First of all, you've got to take the tiles out of your hand. Especially, for example, say that you have 6-7. In your hand, and 3-4, and somebody throws the 5 of any suit, right? So, something that some people will do is they'll say chi, they'll discard a tile, and then, you know, perhaps they're wondering, there's a couple 8s and there are a couple 2s out, so I don't really know which one I want to do yet. What if the next person after that moves really quickly and throws the 8, then you're like, oh, okay, well, the 6-7 now has fewer 8s out, so I'm going to do the 6-7. So that's another thing that Mahjong parlors really emphasize. Before, the very first thing you absolutely must do, you must put the tiles out to the side that you're going to take out from
your hand. So you have to put them to the side. You can't just put them down. You can't just show them.
Well, you can show them.
You show them and then discard. Because I just flick them open, discard, and then
that is also
play around with
so
them.
So you can leave them right next to your hand. You say chi, you turn them down so that everybody can see them.
Yeah.
And then you discard from your hand whatever it is that you're going to discard. And then at the end of that, you take the tile that you're going to take. And that really, you think that doing things in a different order is not really going to slow the game down, but it really, really does.
And everyone has to do it the same way as well to keep the flow going, right? If someone does something out of flow, I'm always like, oh, what's going on here?
I have to throw everybody off, right? And another thing, one other thing about discarding.
Mm.
I know, you know, when you're a newer player, it really helps to see things in your hand, to put everything in order and then look at the new order again and say, okay, this is what I want to discard. But the more you practice and the more you play, the more you should be able to look at what you want to discard and then just throw it away from your hand. There should be no need to, first of all, take the tile that you have just drawn and put it into your hand to see what your hand looks like. Mm-hmm. Unless it really is a complicated hand. Let's say, for example, it's a
flush. It's okay to do that.
Sometimes, on occasion. It's
right.
I mean, we're talking about doing that like maybe 2 or 3 times in a hanchan.
Yeah.
Not like 2 or 3 times in a hand.
Right. It should not be necessary for you to put the tile, every single tile, in order all the time. You know, once you have your tiles in order, you should be able to imagine, you know, this new tile that you've just added to your hand. You should probably be able to imagine what your hand is going to look like once you put that tile in and you discard something else that you don't need. Hmm. And it really starts eating into everybody's time when you have to put that tile into the hand. You've got to rearrange them all again. Then you set your hand up again. Then you take the tile that you're going to discard, you put it out to the side, and you put your hand together again.
Yeah.
And then finally you turn that tile down.
That
really, really slows the game down.
I don't think this is such a problem in Europe anymore, I have to be honest. Well, okay. Like, really, you were there last in 2009?
Yeah, so it's been a while since
I've been there. It's been, like, really, people are getting a lot more... there's still some bad tape. I still see people taking the tile they pawned or cheated first and then discarding. So there's still some habit things, but people are faster. Okay. You know, it's...
The only thing I'm sort of concerned about is the fact that... So Luna even now, you still have... Hey, Luna. You still generally have hour and a half rounds, right?
I think that the gong rings hour and 15 minutes, at which point you're allowed to finish the hand you're playing, and then you play one more hand. So you have to remember we are hand shuffling as well. Which
That is a very large factor too.
But the one problem I have is that it's not enough time. Even an hour and 15 minutes, if I am north, I know I will not see my finer dealership.
Right.
End of story. Like, if I'm west, I might see it if I'm lucky. And that really, like, I lose a lot of points because I'll tend to... I mean, as a player, personally, I tend to throw a lot of non-east hands and I just wait to concentrate on my east hands. So that destroys my strategy at that point.
Yeah, that's a very huge point for your strategy. And it certainly becomes a factor in Japanese tournaments too. And you can imagine how frustrated we are when, you know... In general, our rounds are 50 minutes.
Mm.
And to be fair, like you said, we have automatic tables, which means that the time between hands is going to be cut down very considerably.
And you're not scoring by hand either, you know. We have to write each score down and count and stuff like that, and that can really slow stuff down.
That would slow stuff
and
down.
And also, you know, we have to show, like, if someone's like, oh, I'm not, you know, how many points do I need to get to the top? Then someone can, of course, go, can I see the score sheet? And then there's, like, hassling around of getting a score sheet out and stuff.
Huh, well, that is another large factor in, I don't know, keeping the game moving.
Yeah.
Hey, Jem, did you have some questions?
I do, but I think this is valid.
Okay. Well, anyway, so my point just was that one of the things I think looking forward to this tournament that people should really try to work on is working on their speed.
Speed.
Because, you know, it may so happen that you draw east every single game, and so it won't be a factor for you, and you will get at least both of your east turns as dealer in a game. But if you don't, you will be very thankful to the players that play quickly enough for you to get all of the rounds into the game, you know? And so I think that's really, really important if you can...
Luna!
We're having a dog-based disaster here at the moment. So Jen's leaving temporarily.
All right.
So I have some more questions, because a lot of the European players are... there's a bug on the floor.
It was a... roach, perhaps.
Ah, did you eat a roach? Well done, you, Luna. Sorry. So a lot of the European players watch, like, Mondo and stuff to like learn their habits. But of course,
I cannot stand them either.
No, me neither.
Spiders?
I hate cockroaches. Oh, it's a spider? Oh, I would have done that for you. I don't care about spiders.
Kill a spider? They're the good guys.
Oh, that is such crap.
They eat the cockroaches.
Yeah.
I don't have any cockroaches.
Well,
there you go.
And
someone's
also
better than me.
Not anymore.
And also, the cockroaches are not scary to me. Spiders are
it's
scary.
It's a fine way to thank the spider for eating all your cockroaches.
Jen is such a derailer today. You're a trolley derailer.
I'm afraid of spiders, and I'm not afraid of cockroaches, okay?
Well, you can come to my house and kill my cockroaches. I will kill your spiders for you.
I'm afraid of the spiders, too, but
really?
At least I realize they're on my side.
You know what? I never understood people who are scared of spiders until I came to Japan and I saw a cockroach, and I felt that innate fear, that horror of something that was better evolved than me, to be frankly.
It had a little round sack for its butt. It was I've never seen this spider before. It's really scary.
Okay, next time I'll deal with your spider problems, because they don't bother me.
Can you help me clean my house one day and just, like, look in the corners for spiders?
Okay, I can do that this week if you want.
Thank you.
So they watch Mondo, and of course Mondo, like, they're doing it for the cameras, right? So they take the tile and then they balance it on top.
Right.
Is that a no-no when you're playing in real life?
No, we do not do that in real life.
See, that's what I thought. Like, I started seeing European players picking up this habit of picking the tile and then balancing it on the top. And I was like, oh, why are they doing that? And then I realized it's because they're watching these Japanese DVDs.
No, we don't do that in real life. And also, usually, I forget to do it, like, the first few times.
When you're on the TV. Yeah, I watched you on TV the other day, and I was like, oh, she's not doing it.
Another really, really huge reason that you would not do that is often the magnets that are in the tiles
twist it round.
You're flipping it around, and then everybody sees what you just put in your hand. So, yeah, that is absolutely something that nobody ever does.
So, dear European players, please do not do that.
Yeah.
Second question.
Unless you're really you're really imagining that you're going to be on TV soon. Yeah. So then you
have then you can practice, but yeah, do it on your own time. So the next question, when people run, often European players will take the tile from the person's discard that they runned on and then bring it towards their hand. They might not put it in their hand, but they'll certainly bring it towards their hand. That's a no-no as far as I understood.
That's certainly a no-no. Like you just pointed out, that might be another thing that's coming from watching...
I think it's because Chinese Mahjong, the Chinese rules.
Yeah, in Chinese
if you don't take the tile, then you lose the hand.
Really?
I know, right?
Wow, that's...
I haven't seen many of the hardcore Ricci players do it, really. So I'm presuming it's some of the habits that the players that play MCR have picked up.
Interesting.
Yeah, we always leave the tile where it was when we win.
Excuse me. Wow.
Bless
I
you.
Have allergies.
Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's for one, perhaps like you say, people who are used to playing the Chinese rules, and for two. Perhaps because they've been watching, like you say, Mondo, games from Mondo, they also do that there.
Yeah, they do as well, don't they?
They'll pick up the tile, bring it over. They'll also pick up the Dora and the hidden Dora and show what those were. Unless the hidden Dora was not an issue, then they'll pick it up and leave it unexposed. But they'll at least put the Dora next to the hand also, so that you can see what.
So the camera can see the whole thing. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's something that people do for the camera. It's certainly something that you would never do in a game.
Even the Dora? Where is you just turn the Dora and keep it near the dead wall?
Oh, that... Okay, that actually... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is true. If you've reached...
Yeah.
You will, of course, pick up the tile, pick up both tiles, bring them over, and...
Just turn them over, yeah.
Turn them over, yeah. And, you know, it's one of those things also that pros... A lot of pros have a kind of stylish way to turn over the Ura Dora, because you know the one excuse that you could have for kind of having a stylish way to do it is to give the least amount of suspicion that you did something weird to create a Dora that you already had in your hand. Like somehow you had a tile that you knew was something that you'd have in your hand, and then you flipped it over. So they kind of pick them all up and then leave everything as exposed as possible when they bring it over and kind of flip it over in this.
Like sort of scatter it.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And it makes it most obvious that you're not cheating. You could argue that for one, but yeah. So obviously if you've reached, you will bring the Dora over and show the hidden Dora when you win the hand. But of course, if you didn't reach, there's no need to pick up the Dora, so you would never do that in that situation either.
So, European players, please email us your mana questions. There is no shame. You can tell us, and we'll give them anonymously if you want, or we'll give your name. I mean, when I started out, I certainly asked a lot of questions and embarrassed myself several times.
And the thing is, you know, I mean, the reason they do things the way they do here is because there's a lot of tradition and custom with the way they do things here. And if you guys do something there that is different from what we do here, well, I don't know, if there's a reason for it, I'd love to hear the reason, and then, you know, point out, well, yeah, that doesn't make any sense, and then we can say, yeah, to the Japanese players, yeah, actually, this thing that you guys do doesn't make any sense. But I think most of the customs that they have with the way they play, like we were just talking about, the way you...
Pon and chi,
it's to keep the game moving, it's to keep everybody kind of, in form and, you know, feeling comfortable with the way things are working. Same thing with showing the Dora. You know, for example, when you start the game, Rinshan Tsumo, you put that down.
Yeah.
And I haven't been into Europe for a while, so I don't know if that has become a custom there. But, you know, it's a weird thing to do. When I first started playing in Japan, I thought players were being really, ostentatious when they would reach over in front of my wall and put that tile down. It was like, oh, like I'm the foreigner, like I don't know how to play Maw, so I can put my tile down, huh? But it's just a custom. Yeah. It's what everybody does.
It's important.
And, you know, it's just something that you do. And that sometimes that tile will fall off, and then everybody gets to know what...
The Enchantsumo, sorry, to people who don't understand what's going on, is there's the king's tile. You put the last tile down, so you've got a sort of tail on your dead wall.
Right. Yep. In fact, well, it's
tail. A tail? I don't know. Yet. It kind of looks like a tail. You know, there's two tiles next to each other.
It looks like a tail, and yet, but it's going to be the first tile that will be drawn. Yeah. If somebody cons.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You can, so, you know, you're drawing from the end of the wall. It's still a tail.
It's a little tail, isn't it? It's a little tail. The if the head of the snake is where you're not typically drawing from, and then the end of the king's tile or the dead wall is the
tail. Anyway,
however
tile.
You like to call it, people.
Oh my
like,
God.
That's a good habit.
So, Garth, your snake has two heads. You really just can't be like, oh, yeah, you're right, to Gemma. You have to just, like, argue that.
Well, it's the same thing as...
Americans, what can you do, eh?
It's the same thing as a string having two ends. You could just say you could have two heads or it could have two ends.
No, this is a snake. It's not a string.
Wait, how would you answer the question? How many ends does a piece of string have?
This is a piece of string. This is a snake.
It's a snake.
It's very similar.
I've already established it as a snake. I don't have to answer this question. No comment. Anyway, and also a lot of their habits.
Because, Garth, Mahjong is about nature, okay? You have the wall, the wall is actually a mountain.
In Japanese.
In Japanese, it's a mountain.
And you have the river. And there's a sea somewhere, but I haven't found it yet.
I'm not really sure what that is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how the king is, what's so natural about the king, but...
Yeah.
Because it's a game of the gods, Garth. This is a game of the
Where
gods.
Where does king come into gods?
Well, apparently they come from God. You know, they're divinely...
So the last hand...
That's why I do believe that Prince William was appointed by God to rule me.
Wow.
Cheers, Prince. I'm looking forward to it.
The end
Just
of the
sure
wall...
Just make sure kids aren't so ugly.
...is the king's tiles because it belongs... That's the hand for the gods in heaven.
Oh, wait, the ocean. What's Haite? Haite is the bottom of
the ocean. Haute is bottom of
That's what I'm saying. I haven't found the ocean yet, but it's got to be somewhere.
We have the bottom of it.
Yeah.
But, we don't have
we're not sure about
it.
The water.
Although that might be the string end or something. So is there a bottom, really?
Anyway, you're derailing Jen is back at her old tricks. So, and also their habits are also to stop cheating to an extent, right? Because another habit that the Europeans do is they'll take their tile and then they'll put it under the table. They'll take it and they'll look at it sort of in their lap.
Yeah, there are some people in Japan that do that, but it's not good.
It's not good, right?
Yeah, that's totally unacceptable.
You see, you're horrified. Like, I wish we were doing the video stream. You could see Garth's face right now. He's mortified.
No, that's totally unacceptable.
At Free, I mean, sometimes there are old guys that do that, but definitely not in the pro leagues.
Yeah.
That'd be the same thing as in poker, like taking your cards off the table and looking at them under the table. I mean, who would...
When you first start, there's people that do that, like when it's their first time playing.
Your immediate assumption is they must be changing. They must have another card down there that they're changing it with. You know, and I obviously...
No, and their immediate assumption is just, I don't want anyone else to see these cards.
We don't cheat in Europe because we're good people. Anyway, so if you are playing with Garth, that's my top tip, to not see his angry face.
I'll be shocked. I probably won't know what to say, but...
Yeah, but it's a habit, I think. When people have got into a habit, it's difficult to break it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I've never ever seen that in Japan. That is really...
I've seen it before, and people look under the table. Not under
the
table, but
I've played with Japanese. Yeah, they sort of just pick it, and they did like... It's not that they move it under the table, it's just they put it close to them, nearer their lap, and...
Yeah, you can still see it.
So it's before, I would like... I mean, I would expect everything to stay on top of the table, you know? You pick it, you put it by your hand.
I can imagine I've seen players, certainly after they've reached... When they know either this tile that they're picking, they're either going to win off this tile or they're going to be able to discard it.
Yeah, that's the most annoying though. Do you not think they could have changed it for something else under the table?
There's another thing that's really unacceptable. After you've reached, drawing a tile and then putting it next to your hand.
Mm.
No.
Not next to it?
You've reached. You're either winning off that tile or you're discarding it.
So it has to stay in your hand constantly.
It has to stay in your hand. Because the thing is, there are players... who can switch the tile off the end of their hand very quickly with the tile that they have in their hand.
Yeah, in Osaka, you're not even allowed to touch it. A lot of times in Tokyo, you'll see people, it will just tap their hand real quick before they discard it. You can't do that in Osaka.
Yeah, it's a chance to cheat. And, you know, that's why you would never you would never really allow something like that because it's, you know.
So I mean, again, Mondo though, when they reach, they take the tile, they put it on the end, and then they go sumo, you know, and then they turn it to the side.
Really?
I've seen that quite frequently.
Yeah, most people touch it. Most people in Tokyo touch it to their hand.
That sounds like a mistake to me because most of they should.
But it's because they don't.
As always, they should put it on top. And then they should put it out to the side and say sumo.
Maybe I just saw some mistakes, but yeah, certainly.
And you know, the thing is,
I don't usually win when I play on TV, so I never really have to worry about that.
I'm not saying that because you do these things that the Japanese are different from Japanese customs, you must be cheating.
No, of course not.
Like you said before, the reason that they have these customs minimize. Is to remove all suspicion that you might be cheating.
And there are a lot of places where people actually are not good at following these. There's like a lot of free parlors.
Yeah, even in Japan, there are places where people do not do these things. And you know, for one example, sakizumo. So drawing your next tile before somebody else has discarded the tile.
I played with someone who did that all the time. I wanted to insert the fucking tile in their head.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, when you're playing with friends, okay, you know, that's... Yeah,
really? No, it still upset me.
it is, well, it's different, because people, you know, then you know you're supposed to be trusting your friends and whatever. I can understand friends who get a little bit miffed if you raise a point there. But when you're playing with people that you've never played with,
and they use a lot of house rules too.
Yeah, it's just you want to keep the game moving in such a way that everybody feels comfortable with the way it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sakizumo is one of those things, like drawing before somebody else's discard.
Just holding the tile out there. Yeah, I see that a lot because of course people can read the bottom of the tiles. Anyway, everyone, I would love if people sent in their questions about manners and stuff in preparation for what could be an amazing tournament. And even if you're not going to attend what is going to be an amazing tournament, you can still improve.
Also, it's come to my attention that despite the fact that I keep giving out my address all the time, I thought my mail was getting forwarded to my Yahoo address.
It's supposed to be to your Hotmail.
I'm supposed to be
I'm not kidding you, right? Garf has like a million email addresses. I never know. I just CC them all, and he's got Yahoo, SoftBank. Apparently, he's got a Hotmail. He's got a ReachMahjong.com one.
Yes. So I will give out that address, and I will really endeavor to find out where the crap all of that stuff.
You have
is
a
going.
Mac, right?
Somebody in my house has a Mac.
Okay. Just set up a mail client. It'll be fine.
So yes, my address. Phone. If you want to send me stuff. I am Garth E, with only one E there. I am Garth E, GARTHE, at ReachMahjong.com.
I'm Jen, JENN, at ReachMahjong.com.
And I am Gemma, GEMMA, at ReachMahjong.com. First of all, thanks for anyone who did send in stuff for the live streaming, which is happening...
Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday. So
Garth almost forgot.
So yeah, so please watch us, please support us, because...
I didn't almost forgot, I totally forgot, so...
Well, we will be having it, despite my Americans' lapses of memory.
Whether or not we remember.
So yeah, really,
I remembered it when we started.
It costs us
podcast.
Money it's and it costs us time to run this. So really, we need your support and motivation.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
That's right.
We are also tweetable. I am Garth E, GARTHEEE.
And I'm Mahjong Jen, MAHJONGJEN.
I'm Mahjong Gem, Mahjong GEM.
We like attention no matter how we get it.
Yeah, I love people. I love people sending me tweets. That's my favorite thing.
And Garth has been writing on the forums once or twice.
Yeah, Garth is making a solid attempt to come onto the forums.
I have been doing that once or twice.
And we're going to talk about what would you discard next week. Because
we fail every single time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we get caught up in our talks.
Okay, thank you everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.